Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for a spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. Now, you are very welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And if you're tuning in, whenever you're tuning in, I like to think you're here for a reason. I hope that something you hear in the next hour gives you a new perspective or strikes your curiosity and helps you move forward. On today's show, I'm going to be talking with popular numerologist and author Cheryl Patton. She'll help us get an idea of what 2012 is like by the numbers, and we'll explore Cheryl's passion for 18th century living. She teaches women survival skills, and today she's going to share some of her hard-won wisdom with you. Now, you can call in with a question for Cheryl at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. We are not going to be doing readings today, okay? But if you've got a question about numerology, if you've got a question about living off the grid, what it's like to survive without a lot of the, even calling them conveniences, we don't even notice them anymore. What's it like to live without those things in our lives? Call in and talk to Cheryl. If you're listening live at transformationtalkradio.com, just put your question into the instant feedback box on the right-hand side of the page, and I will keep an eye out for your question. Before I bring Cheryl on the air, I want to ask you to visit fogcitypsychic.com to explore my little internet world that I've got going there. If you want to book a private reading with me, explore one of the classes that I offer, connect with some free guided meditations, sign up for the not-so-monthly newsletter, whatever, fogcitypsychic.com is the place to do it. You can also like me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. You can email me to let me know what you think of the show. Just don't show up at the house when I'm sleeping, because that makes me cranky. So we don't want that. But fogcitypsychic.com's got all the links. It does not have my home address. Don't try it. But all the links, all the contact stuff is right there at fogcitypsychic.com. And now, Cheryl Patton is a professional numerologist, an author. She's the internet radio talk show host for One Woman's Wisdom. That's a great show, by the way. She's also an 18th century living historian who's able to live off the land using 18th century skills. Now, between 2005 and 2010, Cheryl's lived on and off in survival mode without the aid of utilities, and that wasn't always by choice. It was through those experiences that she's gone on to teach other women the art of survival. Cheryl's passion is coaching spiritually oriented women in the second half of their lives, meaning 45 years and better, who know that they can make a difference in this world, but find themselves continually holding back. She works with women who are tired of that I can't attitude and want to change it over to the I can attitude. You can find out much more about Cheryl and her work on cherylpatton.blogspot.com. And that's Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, and then there's a little hyphen, Patton, P-A-T-T-O-N, .blogspot.com. Cheryl, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you so much. What a wonderful introduction.
Even the part about people coming to my house, and
That's right. I'm so glad that everybody else, you know, goes through the same things.
That's right. Well, this is an interesting show, and you and I have been talking about how to sort of balance this, because you have this tremendous gift for numerology, a real way of gleaning information from the numbers and passing that on in a way that not only helps us understand it, but by giving us the tools that we can learn to do it for ourselves. Yeah. And you've got this whole cool other thing going on with the 18th century and all that kind of stuff. So I think what we're going to do is spend a little bit of the first part of the show with numerology, and in the second half of the show, we'll swing into 18th century mode. Does that seem okay?
That sounds great.
Excellent. So let's get started with numerology. And I know that your grandmother was instrumental in setting you on this path of spiritual exploration. Can you say a little bit about how you got into this work?
You know, that's the difficult part, is that I was just born wanting to understand it. I think I'm one of those seven life paths. We're the spiritual seekers. So everything in life, trees, bushes, the grass, everything was magical to me as a child. I saw things that other people didn't see. And whether it was my imagination, whether I really believed it, I truly believed I saw these things. And I loved it. It was just a part of me, but I could not practice that at home. What would happen is that I could go to my grandmother's house several weeks out of the year, but I had two or three real special weeks in the summertime, and she would teach me everything that she knew about the magic of nature and of life. Where she got it from, I never asked, and unfortunately she passed away before those things actually popped into my mind. But she taught me all sorts of things. And on those warm summer evenings, she would teach me about astrology. She taught me about astronomy, also about numerology and things that went bump in the night. And I couldn't get enough of all of this. And it was just so natural for her to do. But as time went on, as I've gone through the years, naturally all of us kind of gravitate to what we really love. And I found out that though I'm not a great mathematician, it's the numbers that I just gravitate to. I can do them any place. I don't have to take special cards. I don't have to take rune stones. I don't have to take a pendulum. I can stand right in the aisle at the checkout counter in the grocery store and listen and figure these things out in my head and have a great time with them. So wow. I think that's why I enjoy the numerology that so much more than the others.
Is there a sort of an official definition of numerology? What is numerology? What does that mean?
Well, in my words, what it is, it's an ancient belief system that says everything in the universe has a mathematical vibration to it. And we are either going to be drawn to or we're going to be repelled by the various numerical vibrations. Now, we can choose our companions by numbers, our various careers, the places we live, such as like a city, a state, country, address, and they can be traced back to what's natural or compatible or challenging within our own numerical blueprint.
Is there a challenge in trying to balance that? Because there can be, there's we can draw meaning from everything, right? And maybe that's part of why you want to work with someone who's a professional. How do you balance that so that you know you're pulling the right meaning from the right things?
Well, first of all, we figure out what a person's numerical blueprint is. We find out what numbers are natural, compatible, and challenging to you. And, you know, challenging doesn't mean run away, doesn't mean to go away, because many of us are going to put ourselves into challenging vibrations because there really is a lesson to be learned from there. And I'll pick on myself because I'm real good at doing that. 8 is a challenging number to me. However, when I started going into radio, when I started going into full-time self-employment, I literally ended up putting myself in an 8 town, in an 8 state, in an 8 house, because there was something I wanted to pull from it. Now, I'm ready to go. Let me tell you, after 2.5 years, I'm ready. But in the meantime, I got what I needed out of that. So when someone says, but here I am, then I'll describe, what is that challenge to you? And they'll say, oh, that's exactly what I wanted to learn. It's not for the long haul. So there is a balance where we can balance between this is natural and this is really good and wonderful with what can I learn from the challenging.
Right. And the ability to maybe draw insight, draw information from those numerical patterns is something that maybe is a little bit of an extra tool to help you Can it help you see ahead, or is it better at looking at patterns that already exist and seeing what's the best path?
You know, what it does is we can figure out someone's personal year, all their personal months. And these are vibrations that are like little gifts and lessons that are given to us all year long. And what we do is, numerology is never going to tell you what you have to do. If you still have free will, it's not going to come into your living room, rip you off the couch and make you do anything. But what it does, it says, you know, here you are. These are your numbers. This is what works for you. And guess what? These are the months. This is the best month for you to get out and meet that special someone. Or this is the best month to get out there and get that resume going, or open up that home office business, relocation, maybe going back to school. So we can figure out from each person's numerical blueprint what their best months, their best days, and when to go after what they want to do as far as their dreams and their goals.
So if somebody wanted to start right now, is there a tool that we could use right now to get at least a sort of a baseline, an idea of what our numerical blueprint is?
Oh, yes. In fact, we can even, if everyone has pen and paper, everyone can find out what their life path number is today if they don't know it, and what is their personal year going to be. And we can figure that out right now.
Excellent.
And what we're going to do, everybody grabs their paper and pen if you don't know what your life path number. And please know that your life path is not the sum of your whole life. Just like astrology, you're not the sum of just your sun sign. You're not just the sum of your life path. But that's a very important number. And first of all, you're going to take your birth date. I'm going to use my father as an example. Take the month and turn it into a number. In other words, January is the first month of the year, February is the second, March is the third, so forth and so on. So you're going to take that month. I was born in June, so I would use a 6. My father was born in September. I'm going to use a 9. So just write that on your page. What month were you born? Turn that into a number. Then you're going to take the day you were born. It's going to be anywhere from the 1st through the 31st. And he was born on the 6th, so I'm going to put the 6 right next to the 9. And then you're going to take the year you were born. He was born in 1923. So I got right on my page right now. I have 9 plus 6 plus 1 plus 9 plus 2 plus 3. And I happen to know that when I add that all the way across, which you will do the same, it comes to the number 30. But I want to reduce that. I want to reduce that to one digit. So I'm going to take that number 30, add 3 plus 0, and we have the number 3. He was a 3 life path.
Wonderful.
Tells me that he was very good in communications.
And now, Cheryl, we're coming right up to the break. So everybody, if you're adding up, now I got a 4. When we come back after this break, Cheryl Patton is my guest, and she's going to talk to us about how to take that life path number that we've just added up for ourselves and get a little bit of insight about ourselves. You're listening to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and we'll be right back.
Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
7A.
What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, not me. Don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I was learning off the air of the passing of Davy Jones. And of course, we all send love and light to him and to his family and to all the people who were touched by his music, by his passion, by his zest for life. My guest is Cheryl Patton. And right before the break, we were talking about finding out our life path numbers. And now that we've got those, Cheryl, can you let us know a little bit about what those mean?
We sure can. Can I go ahead and have them do their personal year as well? And then we could do the two at the same time.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. So first of all, you've got your life path number now. Now we're going to find out what personal year are you in for the year 2012. And that's going to change every single year. So you're going to take the same process that you did to find your life path. We're going to only take the month and the day. Leave off your year of birth, just the month and the day. And now you're going to add 2012 for 2012. You're going to still add across. And when you get to that double digit, if you do get it to, usually you do get to a double digit, take that double digit, add it together, and reduce it to a single digit, such as if it came to the number 25, you'll take 2 plus 5, and it'll tell me that you're in a 7 personal year. So we'll just give them a second to figure that out and find out what type of personal year you're in. And then I'm going to read 1 through 33. I should also back up and say the only time we don't reduce the double digits is when we get to 11, 22, or 33. And those are the master numbers, and we'll be covering them as well. So just in a nutshell for everyone, now remember there's a life path number and your personal year. Your personal year will change from year to year. If you come to the number one, this is the number of the leader. It's motivation, determination, innovation, inventing, the CEO, the business owner. These people know what they want. They can make a decision in a heartbeat. We like that vibration. Number two, love, peacefulness, harmony. This is the mediator, the negotiator, but it's also very high intuition. These folks should trust their gut feelings. And the number two is a very good year to find a special someone. So if you're in a two personal year, get out the door. Trust your gut feelings and find that special someone. Number three, networking. Communication. This is the number of the artist, and that's any type of artistry. It's the musician, the painter, the writer, the sculptor, drawing, anything to do with artistry. It's the number of the child, playfulness, laughter, having fun with friends, impromptu parties. Have a good time with that one. That's a nice break of a year if you're in a three personal year, and that's the one I'm in right now. Number four. This is the educator, whether it be teaching or studying. It is about the home, and that's not just the structure of a home, but creating a home. Business, security, stability, also organizing. I call the number fours, if they're a four life path, they are walking encyclopedias. They know a little bit about everything, and they don't look at it as study. This is something that is just absolutely fun for them to gather all that knowledge. Number five, and this is also for 2012. This is the vibration of the planet this year. Movement, change, spontaneity, anything impromptu, and it's a bit of a roller coaster ride. Anything can happen. Anything goes. Number six, these are our nurturers. That's a number of a good parent. And it doesn't mean you can't be a good parent if you don't have a six, so don't take that. But that's that caregiving, that nurturing feeling. But you know what? These are also our designers. I always say that the garment rows on Paris, London, New York, they're full of sixes. These are our clothing, jewelry, interior designers. They want to take that artistry of the three and slap it on your body. It's wonderful. They're also into caregiving. Number seven, these are our spiritual seekers. They're also, because they're very quiet and very observant, they are also our detectives, our troubleshooters, our researchers, psychology, the looking within. They also require a lot of time to themselves. They're the loners of the numerology numbers. Number eight, we can sum this up with three numbers: business, finance, and health. Now, if you're in an eight personal year out there, don't try to get away with anything this year. You'll get caught. So, toe the line, behave yourself. Number nine, these are humanitarians. They're also our therapists and counselors. Number nine is also the number of completion, and it's also the number of healing family issues. We get our philanthropists out of the nines. They may even start nonprofit organizations, uh-huh, or scholarship funds. These are number nine. If you have the number 11 or 22, 33, 11 is your master number of 11. They're here to motivate and uplift people to be the best that they can be. A lot of wisdom in the 11. Number 22, these are master teachers. And they're going to take the vision of the 11, and they're actually going to manifest it. The 11 may touch their community. The 22 wants to just spread out. They want to touch as many as they can. And the number three are master healers. And this isn't just about alternative medicine or divination arts. This can be Western medicine or anyone who wants to take wisdom or gifts and use it to heal another's pain. So those are just kind of in a nutshell.
Wow.
What each of the numbers mean.
Okay, so this is fascinating, not just because it's all about me, because, of course, anything that's all about me would be instantly fascinating. Now, I know that you're doing, there's so much. If you guys go to her website, which is Cheryl and then a little hyphen, patton.blogspot.com, Cheryl's got some great, she's got books up there. There's a numerology calendar for 2012. I've got one of those, and I'm using it. It rocks. Okay. There's also, you're doing a beginning numerology workshop March 10th and 11th. And I know that you want to let people know how they can win a free seat.
Absolutely. I have a beginning numerology workshop. We run it on the weekends. It's really great. It's March 10th and March 11th. It's 1 p.m. Eastern time to 4 p.m. Eastern time. That's for both days. I'm actually going to give you all six classes in one weekend because sometimes it's a little bit easier for folks. And if you go to my Facebook account, it's One Woman's Wisdom, and that's a numerical one. It's not O-N-E. That's actually number one. Just go ahead, and if you're already a member, just type in there, enter me in the contest. Otherwise, you can like the page, type a note, enter me in the contest. And what we do is we have a drawing. My neighbor just loves these drawings because I always make her do the drawing. and she loves picking names, even if she doesn't know who they are. And we're going to go ahead and announce that tomorrow of who's going to be, have a free seat. And that's going to be March 10th and 11th.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you'll connect with the lucky winner via Facebook?
Absolutely.
Great.
Yes. And for anyone who wants to know any details, they can go to my website and just click on the events link on the right-hand side, and they can view more detail about what it's going to cover.
Great. Wonderful. So that is on your Facebook account. So it's going to be facebook.com/1womanswisdom. And just write on there. First, you got to like the page, because what's not to like? And then just put a little note on there that says, hey, enter me in the contest. And then tomorrow, sit by your computer. Don't get up, because she's going to ping you and let you know if you're a winner. Okay.
That's right.
Now, we've got just a couple minutes before we go to break. And you had said something about how 2012 is the planet's is a 5-year for the planet, and that means movement and change. Can you say a little bit about that, the change that you see for us in this year? A lot of people put a lot of weight on this year, and I wonder what you think of that.
You know, 2012, it is a number 5 vibration for the planet. It's the planet's personal year. It's not necessarily ours, but we get that trickle-down effect from it. And it is about movement and change. When we all receive a personal 5-year within our own lives, that's the universe's way, according to numerology, of kind of putting us back on track and saying, you know, maybe we want you over here, so we're actually going to take you by the shoulders and move you over here. Or it basically gives us events that come into our lives that we have to address and we have to move towards. Do we fear it? No, we're not going to fear it. We're just, it's probably going to get a little busy, is what I call. That's why I call it the roller coaster effect. And the best thing to do, ride it out. If you can, don't make real heavy duty decisions if you're in a 5 personal year. I'm not telling everybody to do that, just to those who are. But we can't stop living either. Just take time out for yourself in what I call sacred space. If it gets too busy with the thinking, because 1, 5, and 7 are the very cerebral numbers of numerology, we think too much. And take that time out during the evening. Close the door at 5:30 and say, I'm done with work. Now it's time for me. Now it's time to relax and bring that balance into your life, because 5 can be, just really hopping until we get a little bit tired.
Right.
So, yes, that's what 2012 is, trying to shake up the whole planet to say, let's all get back on track.
Okay, so good to know. Does that mean actual Earth changes coming for us?
You know, the universe is my experience, and especially one who has lived a lifestyle of self-sufficiency, is that the universe will use whatever means it has to do to get our attention and to move us forward in the plan that it has for us. As I said, it's not something to fear. It's not something to be afraid of. Just know, lots of movement, lots of change. Ride with it. What is best for you?
Thank you. I love hearing that kind of a take on the transformative energy of the year. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Cheryl Patton and I will be right back after this short break.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, and you know it. Please don't leave me, girl.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org. Or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I can't help myself. We're doing numerology and also going to swing it a little bit to talking about 18th century living and survival with my guest, professional numerologist, author, coach, radio show host, Cheryl Patton. And Cheryl is doing a beginning numerology workshop coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend, March 10th and 11th. You can learn the ancient art of numerology in a live online classroom over the period of 2 days with Cheryl. Get details of that at cheryl-patton.blogspot.com. You can also go to Cheryl's Facebook page. That's facebook.com/1womanswisdom and like the page and then put a little note on her page that says, hey, enter me in the contest. I want to win a free seat. Cheryl, welcome back.
Thank you.
One of the things that makes this show so interesting is that you really combine two entirely different lifestyles. And you've said, in Virginia, I'm a numerologist, and at the cabin in Tennessee, it's all about 18th century survival. Can you say a little bit about what that means and what you're up to?
Well, when I'm down in the cabin in Tennessee, there are no utilities. I have a one-room cabin, all complete in wood, and everything that I do is how I have to focus on Mother Earth. In other words, I don't get up in the morning and decide what I want to do. I look out the window the first thing and the Earth tells me what my schedule is, which is very much how our ancestors lived. We have become so used to in the 1900s and also 2000s, we choose when we eat in the morning. We choose when we're going, well, I'll take a shower at 6 o'clock, I'm going to do this and then I'm going to do that. That's not how you live, or that's not how our ancestors lived back in the 18th century. They actually ran their lifestyle. What did the sky say? What did the weather say? And you had to be so incredibly flexible. Here we have the conveniences of washers and dryers, but if you are completely reliant on that fire, the water, and what's going to happen in the afternoon, you might have to change your schedule at the spur of the moment, and suddenly everything gets changed. So you have to be very, very flexible.
What got you started exploring this lifestyle, exploring this self-sufficiency?
I know that's usually the first question anybody asks, and they got real big eyes when they do this. Why? And that's this why is usually the second. You know, and I wish that I could say that there was like this great event of huge revelation, you know, that brought about that desire to live it. But I wasn't. I wasn't raised that way. But I have experienced events in my lifetime where the ability to survive was needed. And I'm not talking about events that required like more budgeting or doing without a luxury. I'm talking about emotional and physical survival. And when I was about 25, I met some people in the logging country of Northern California. They lived that way, and suddenly it was like this light bulb went off, and it absolutely fascinated me. But I could not get enough learning. I wanted to know about everything. I wanted to know about living without electricity and utilities and being absolutely self-sufficient. Now, I didn't live that way on a day-to-day basis, so at the first part of my life, it was very much just head knowledge. But I didn't realize that there were going to be opportunities that were going to come along where this was going to be really handy. Well, back in 2004, I decided to take up 18th century reenacting, and I began honing all those skills I had been putting together. And yes, I had gone through a little bit of that survival, but I had no clue that within a year's time, I would actually be living it out of necessity, because I had an incredibly challenging life journey to go on for about, it was 300, I can tell you, 366 days.
Wow. A year and a day.
Yes, it was 1 year and 1 day, and I literally had to live that every day. And then after that, I chose to place myself in a situation whereby it was going to be a day-to-day existence. There was just a real magnetic attraction to it.
Now, that kind of self-sufficiency, surviving that, did you feel stronger at the end of it, or just glad that it was over?
No. Most people that take this on, and I do have people that come to my cabin every once in a while, they'll come and spend a weekend with me, and I'll teach them the basic skills. Most people, they're looking for something. They're wanting to answer a need within themselves. Most people don't go and say, oh gosh, I just kind of want to learn how to do this. It doesn't happen. I want to learn how to build fire without a big lighter. No, they're really answering something within themselves. And what you get out of it is strength. You get confidence. You get self-reliance, of course. But the confidence is absolutely valuable, because you can take it into other portions of your life. And when you come up against circumstances that used to just bring you to your knees, even if it was just internally, suddenly you say, you know what, even if it's internally also, I can make fire without I've got flint and steel. And there's nothing more spectacular than the look on a person's face when they actually make fire the old-fashioned 18th century way. And it sounds real basic, but it's not. It's an art form. When they said build fire, they weren't joking. You're going to build it. And the fun part is that once you do and you look back, you realize your ancestors, if there was a child that was in charge of keeping that fire going all day and they let it go out, I'm sure there was hell to pay. It was an art form that was absolutely the basics of your life during the daytime. It was everything. It was your heat. It was your cooking. It was your sterilization. You had to keep it going.
And choices that you make in that kind of, in those circumstances, the consequences are much greater and more immediate. A lot of times in the way that we live, our choices don't seem to have consequences, or they can be mitigated. If I'm out with
That's
you in
right.
the cabin and I let the fire go out, we've got an immediate consequence we've got to deal with.
Well, exactly. And I have had to make, I've had to go out and rebuild a fire in the rain. I've had to go build it in extreme cold, which is very difficult to do sometimes. Rebuild it with green wood, that's never fun. You know, it's little tiny things that we have taken for granted over the years was something that was truly a gift back then. Mm. Absolutely a gift.
Now, you shared with me an ebook that you've put together. Is that something that's available on your site also?
It is.
I would recommend that to your attention. So if you're at cheryl-patton.blogspot.com, go and take a look at that book. One of the things that was really interesting as I looked at that, you were talking about the basic needs of heat and mm-hmm. food and water. And when someone asks you what the most important one of those is, I love your answer. Can you say what your answer is? How you find out what's the most important?
You look at the sky. Mm-hmm. You look at the sky. What time is it? When I was left off at my property, how I got there, I was very fortunate to have some folks take me. It was a young man whose mother was the same age as me, and he said he had the most difficult time walking away because he left me in a field. There were no utilities, no buildings, no nothing. I was on a mountain in Tennessee. That was it. I waved, away they went. I looked at the sky. It was 4:30. It was October, and that sun was just about to hit that mountain and go behind it. Mm-hmm. You have to look, what is your immediate need? That sun's going down. I need heat. We're going to eat later. We're going to put up shelter later because we need the heat, and we need to be able to see. I needed light. Then comes the shelter. Then you eat. So it depends. Now, if you were talking about morning time, I'm going to have a different answer. Mm-hmm. If you're talking, so what is your immediate need? And that's what you do. You look at the sky, you look at what you feel, you look at the temperature, and you go accordingly.
During that year and a day, I mean, you started really as the weather's getting colder, as we're mm-hmm. getting into, we don't have a long summer to kind of hone our pioneer skills. You jumped right into it. What were some of the biggest challenges of that winter for you?
You know, the biggest challenge, I know a lot of people would think, okay, you went through the snow, you're in a building with no heater, you're in, but I had a lot of sheepskins with me. That part was not the difficult part. The cold was not the difficult part. It was the solitary survival. It was because I did this by myself. There wasn't neighbors involved. There wasn't someone else or a significant other involved. And there are many times you're going to be locked up I was lucky at that point. I was out of my tent and I was actually into the very small cabin, which was 12 by 16, while the larger one was being built. Again, no utilities, no heat, but it was the day after day. And I realized that there was a whole other aspect to surviving. And that is, what's going on in your brain? What's going on in your head? And so you have to work with that. Journaling becomes important. Singing becomes important. Exercise becomes important. You have to go through a lot of different, what do I enjoy doing alone? And you've got to find value in it. Your spiritual beliefs become important. But you have to not only discover what you enjoy, but you've got to create value to it.
Mm. Now, when we come back after this break, Cheryl, I'm going to ask you to talk a little bit about the spirituality of that solitude, of that self-sufficiency. You're listening to Out of the Fog. Cheryl Patton is my guest, and we'll be right back.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Would you like to bring gratitude into your life so you can become vibrantly alive, healthier and wealthier than ever before? Wouldn't it be great if your life would become easier and filled with magic and wonders? Learn how to develop and cultivate gratitude in your daily life with creative and powerful tools to assist you on your journey in the book Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude. Be inspired by the experiences of the author and find out how she completely transformed her life and the life of her very ill daughter in health and wellness. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest today is Cheryl Patton. She's a professional numerologist, an author, a teacher. She's got a great workshop coming up March 10th and 11th, so you want to head over to her website, which is Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, and then a little hyphen, Patton, P-A-T-T-O-N, .blogspot.com. Find out about that workshop, and if you head over to her Facebook page, you can actually enter to win a free seat in that workshop. Now, before we went to the break, Cheryl was telling us about her experience. She took the knowledge that she had about living in the 18th century and actually lived that experience for a year and a day on a mountainside, it sounds like, in Tennessee. And we were talking about the emotional, the psychological, the spiritual effect of that on you. Right, Cheryl?
Yes. And we were talking about, there's many things you can do as far as physical survival, but especially if you're doing it for yourself, it is going to become very important that you have some type of spiritual or philosophy of why you're doing it, or just an outlook on life. Because definitely there's going to become a day you're going to sit down in the middle of that cabin and go, I have gone over the deep end. Why did I do this? But at the same time, you're usually surrounded by nature. You have to find that magic in nature. You have to go back as that child who could find the magic in the special things that made everything magical and sparkly. And that is going to be your stress relief. There were times I got out of the cabin, not only because I was taking care of animals, but I had to get out no matter if it was cold, no matter if it was raining, because your stress relief is to get back out in those mountains, get back into those trees. And it becomes your sanctuary. It calms you down so you can say, yes, this is the reason I'm doing it. This is why I'm going to go forward in it. This is what I'm getting out of it. And for everyone, it's going to be a different answer. For some, it's going to be that it is fulfilling a need within themselves. For others, it is because they need to get within themselves and find answers. And so definitely philosophy, spirituality plays a big part of whether you can survive it.
And I think, too, that translates. I'm thinking about how there are a lot of people right now who are going through difficult times. There's a lot of uncertainty. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are in fear, are feeling stuck or lost or lacking. Is there a lesson that translates from this that people can take into their lives right now where they may be feeling vulnerable or feeling like they're just surviving?
You know, we all are a lot stronger than we ever give ourselves credit for. Every one of us knows how to survive at some level. And no, you don't have to go to a mountain in Tennessee or Alabama or any place else to find this. But the first thing you have to do is try and experiment. Just shut down everything in your home for about 30 minutes. And you're going to have to look within. And that's a great lesson for all of us. If we have to stop and be our own best friend for 30 minutes.
No, Facebook, wait.
Wait, that's right. But everything that we know, everything that we were brought on earth to do, those answers are within ourselves. As I said, you don't have to go clear out there to find those answers. But when you start doing that, when you start claiming those answers within yourself, you realize there is incredible strength. You can do so many things. And if somebody has been telling you you cannot do that, realize that they are talking out of their pain and it had nothing to do with you. But they were giving it to you to carry. We are incredible human beings. We have incredible feelings. We have incredible talent.
Wow. Absolutely. And I think sometimes the way that we live, because there is so much stimulation, there's so much noise, there's so much plugged in, that we lose what it means to really be connected. And I think sometimes our true connection, our connection to source, looking into our connections with each other, is coming from that quiet that a lot of times we're running away from. When you say turn off everything for 30 minutes, well, what am I going to do? Just sit there and think? Yes, probably.
Yes. And you do. You can also, if thinking is too difficult, there are things you can do. But you know what I mean. In other words, if it's causing too much stress at first, and let's face it, anybody who walks into a cabin and onto the property, and suddenly there you are, and you have the stars over you and the coyotes yelling down at the pond, there is going to be a lot of internal reflection. And it is something that you get used to. You do become your own best friend. And I'm going to tell you, that is a valuable tool, is to become your own best friend. You can take it into business. You can take it into relationships. It's a very valuable tool.
When you came off the mountain, mm-hmm. How were you different? Were you quieter? Were you more reserved or internal, sort of?
No. In fact, I still do the same thing. When I go back down to the cabin, I return to that era. I return to that self. I wasn't any different. I think that what I carried away was an incredible amount of self-reliance, so that when I came up against the 21st century bugaboos that people try to give to you, you sit there and go, uh-huh. Because you know where you've been. You know what you can achieve. You know what you can do. So you've got a whole different mindset about what you have to. So when you have the have to come at you, and let's face it, our society loves to do that. They love to get together and say, you have to do this. You have to do this. You have to do this. And you're sitting there going, uh-huh. You have a different outlook about what you, you're not going to be forced into something. You're not going to, because you know that you can survive without that pressure. You know you can survive, without that control that society may want to impose upon you.
Wow. And that connection, that quiet, I'm thinking of you there in, on a dark winter night in your sheepskin, that quiet, right. Besides the coyotes, that... that quiet, no cars going by, no pizza guy coming to the door, no video games going in the background. You can take a little piece of that quiet with you anywhere you are in life or whatever your circumstances are, I would think.
You do. You learn how to, you can find a sacred space, I call it. Still a small space. And you can revert back to that. You can find I think that what I enjoy the most is that I did bring back that child magic, that childhood magic of leaves and grass and trees and the air and the wind, and listen to the wind. I mean, how many times have we heard songs or poetry says, listen to the wind? We just mutter the words. We really don't pay much attention to it. There comes a time when you are out there all by yourself, you are listening to the wind because it carries messages of what's coming, what you have to change your life to be, especially if that wind happens to be, let's face it, tornado.
Right.
Anything like this, you're literally feeling the earth. You're feeling the air. You're feeling the earth. You're feeling what's coming at you, just vibrations around you. And that is how you're living. That is very much how our ancestors lived. They would be out there, but there was that feeling, and they would turn around. They would look for danger. They would look for opportunity. They would look for all sorts of different events. They felt a whole lot more than we do today, and we don't give them credit because I don't think we ever realized that's how it was. My great-grandparents, my grandparents were all farmers, and they lived that way. They didn't think anything of it. So when my brother and I said, they'd say, you have to do this right now. And we'd say, oh, I'll do that tomorrow. You should have seen their faces. It was like, you are blaspheming, child. And because they were still in that feel mode. We're always talking about learning to feel. There's nothing like isolation to teach you the art of how to feel the vibration of the earth.
Thank you, Cheryl, so much for being my guest today. That is Cheryl Patton. You can find out more about Cheryl and her work at Cheryl-Patton.com. And thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
Been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Transformation, 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 talk radio. Transformation, 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 talk radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.